right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. And that you stay steadfast and helpful, generous, and always serving the Lord. And always helping people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, people got to walk by faith and not by sight, people. Got to trust in the Lord through it all. Lean not on your own understanding, all right? He's going to straighten everything out for you, people, okay? Believe in him, people. Trust in him and leave it up to the Lord's hands. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. And let us just thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and the roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, protection, protecting us coming in and going out. Let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, his love, his only begotten son dying for our sins, you know, and just his word, man. You know, the Lord is very amazing for his mercy and his love and kindness, and we can't take that for granted, you know. We got to appreciate how much he is slow to anger and how gracious he is, amen. So let's always keep serving him and seeking his face, hallelujah, most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all four corners of the earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters in the faith, let's always encourage each other in Christ and always uplift each other in the Lord. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and just praise the Lord. Sing a new song, call on his name, cry out to him, worship in spirit and truth, and always serve him with gladness and joy. Just sing a new song, clap, you know, play an instrument for him, stomp, dance, stomp your feet, dance, you know, just rejoice, always rejoice, people, okay? You got to always give out those petitions, thanksgivings, prayers, requests, petitions, everything, you know, cry out to him, people, call on the name of the Lord, he'll show you great, mighty things, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back, amen? He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no abominable thing that they're detestable, no filth, no mess, okay? So let us keep our lamps and our oils. Let us stay blameless and spotless for the Most High. And let us always stay ready for his return. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Let us know the Lord better. Let's just get more closer to him. Seek his face, amen. Seek his glory, not our own glory, okay? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Okay, let us obey the gospel, obey the law, statutes, commandments, obey all of his word. And any personal things the Lord told you personally through someone or himself directly, obey it and respect and honor it and just do your part, okay? Do Father's business, okay? And keep at it, all right? Yes, yes. So I just pray that you all had a blessed week, a blessed Sabbath, blessed weekend as well, okay? And that you guys take it one day at a time, all right? So much going on in your personal life and a lot more going on all four corners of the earth. So we have to have compassion, patience, and kindness with other people in their situations and what's going on in the world, okay? So now today's message, we're going to go through this news roundup, just talk about a few news tabloids that's going on throughout the world and America, what have you. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. As you know, what's going on in the world, a hurricane just hit Mexico. It was a Category 5 hurricane as well. So, you know, a lot going on with the weather and these other countries and places, okay? So we got brothers and sisters all four corners of the earth, so we have to always pray for all four corners, amen? As we know, there's still war going on, obviously, with Ukraine, Russia, different countries and territories as well, and also the Israel-Palestine situation going on also. And then furthermore, let's see what this tabloid said. It says, Abercrombie and ex-CEO sued over sex trafficking accusations. Wow. Trump too small t-shirt slogan turns into U.S. Supreme Court battle. All right, let's see what we have going on here. Also, America just sent airstrikes to Syria. Okay, also Joe Biden dealt with a lot of criticism from all types of people in Congress and also through celebrities too. Sports news, Chiefs wide receiver Justin Ross placed on exempt list following arrest. NFL's NBA season is kicking off. There's just this week. World Series is kicking off tonight as well. And a lot more football going on with college football and NFL as well. Okay, for any sports fans out there. Let's see what we have here. J.D. Vance calls speakers Johnson Ukraine marks concerning. Ivanka Trump must testify in father's New York fraud trial. So any politics news for anybody out there? Yeah, man, this is crazy. New USPS address change policy customers should know about. All right, so let's see what we have here. Also, we heard about the shooting in Maine. Okay, the shooting that happened in Maine. So a lot of people hurt and killed from that as well. U.S. shoots down drone in Iraq after troops targeted again. All right, so a lot going on, people. Okay, got to take it one day at a time. As we know, the homeless rate is increasing. The economy is spiraling down in a bad direction. U.S. expands its efforts to cut off funding for Hamas. Let's see what we have. Let's see what we got going on here. The United Nations reports warnings of catastrophic climate tipping points. California is nearing several. All right, let's see what we got going here. 71% of Americans believe the climate crisis is harming people now, poll shows. Fed won't raise rates next week in hopes that they're done. Okay, let's see what we have going on here. Okay, U.S. economy grows 4.9%, shrugging off interest rates and defying recession forecast. Slammed by interest rates, many Americans can't afford their car payments. Enterprise artificial intelligence applications are threatening security. U.S. consumers are walking towards a cliff and the jobs market is beginning to fray at the edges, warns market strategist. All right, y'all. So there you have it. All right. Just wanted to go through the tabloids real quick just to give a quick little roundup of the news and what's going on in America, outside of America, and to always stay prayed up. We always have to be aware of what's going on spiritually and physically. Okay. We can't be so heavily minded. We're no earthly good, and we can't be too righteous or too wise. Okay. It's always important to stay updated and alert, sober, and watch for everything going on in these end times as prophecies being fulfilled. Okay. Now, what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. He is the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Most definitely, y'all. He's the God of Israel. Yes, yes. Praise him. The advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower. Yes, he is sufficient one, he is sustainer, amen. Hallelujah. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim. Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai, Yeshai, Yehosha, most definitely the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Yes, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Hallelujah. His time and perfect time and due time, and his outstretched arm, his mighty hand, that arm of God is still at work and effective as it was since then, people. The Lord changed not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is no respecter of persons. He did it for Noah. He did it for Job. He did it for Daniel. He'll do it for you too. Amen. We touch and agree. Faith pleases him, people. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. Got to call on him, people. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of lords, the Lord of glory, the Lord from heaven. Yes, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call on him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua, Yahushua, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise him. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. And the word is a double-edged sword, just the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. Most definitely, y'all. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes. His blood cleaned up our mess. Only his blood can do that. Yes, he's the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree in the name and the authority and power, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, brand news, good news. Good news in your life, double portion blessings, new seasons, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new open doors, new endeavors, new everything in your life. Behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. All right, new creature in Christ, born again of spirit and water, abundance, prosperity, flourishing. Amen. Freedom. Healing, deliverance, restoration, all that I speak over your life, stability, all that stability, strength, everything, renewed strength, people. Amen. Yes, yes. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over the Most High. And you turn from your ways and you come back to him on that narrow path, and you stay on it forevermore. All right, store up your treasures in heaven, people. Do not renounce the faith, people. Get your crown, get your treasures in heaven, people, okay? So there you have it. All right. That is the news roundup for this week. Just a lot going on, man. The Hurricane Otis hitting Mexico and stuff going on with war and conflicts in different countries, part of the earth, and a lot going on in South America with the homeless rate and everything. OK, so a lot of people are suffering and struggling in harsh ways or what have you. But we have to stand firm and keep pressing on to the Lord to keep doing what the word says. Amen. So let's stay obedient through all these times that we're going through. OK, what I love to do as I close, I'll give you all the priestly blessing on the way out. Here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Peace.